Hundreds of thousands of migrants from Zimbabwe have resettled in neighboring South Africa during the past 4 years. They have fled a collapsed economy and political violence in their home country. But many of them could face deportation back to Zimbabwe unless they apply for a visa by the close of business tomorrow. Anders Kelto reports from Bellville, South Africa.
Here in this suburb of Cape Town, hundreds of Zimbabwean immigrants stand on the sidewalk near a busy intersection. Some lean against a brick wall. Others sit hunched on the curb as they shield their faces from the sun and wind. Dozens slept here last night. They're lining up outside the South African Home Affairs office to apply for work visas. The line had reached 300 people by 3 o'clock this morning. Raymond Chakufa says it's his second day here.
But I spent the whole day yesterday here. Today I'm here again, spending the whole day again.
Tomorrow is the deadline for Chakufa and other Zimbabwean immigrants to apply for visas. Those who don't could be deported. But many have grown frustrated with the long lines and slow processing. In Johannesburg, the line outside one office yesterday stretched over a mile. Here in Bellville, just 4 government workers process hundreds of applications. Zimbabwean immigrant Dumisani Nkomo says he and others in line don't trust the South African authorities.
They want us to be deported, because right now the time is running. We are behind time. They know that if they don't attend us, we are going to be deported.
But the situation in Zimbabwe remains unstable. Bram Honeycomb runs an organization that advocates for Zimbabwean immigrants and refugees. He says mass deportations would be catastrophic, especially with Zimbabwe's upcoming February elections.
Every time there are elections in Zimbabwe in recent history, there's violence. So to put all of this additional pressure on Zimbabwe right now.
In another nearby suburb of Cape Town, Musa Musabayana runs a general store. He came to South Africa from Zimbabwe 4 years ago. He says it's not easy being a foreigner here.
The treatment here is subhuman. It's subhuman, the treatment we get here in South Africa most of the time.
South Africa's unemployment rate is over 25%, and some South Africans claim foreigners are taking their jobs. The ill will turned deadly in 2008, when South Africans killed more than 60 immigrants, many of them Zimbabweans. Musabayana remembers when the rioters attacked him and his neighbors.
They came beating us, taking all our possessions. We never expected to be treated like that in a free South Africa. Never, never.
Now, he fears that tomorrow's deadline might spark more xenophobic attacks.
There's a worry that anything might happen. Xenophobia is not dead, it's coming.
But South African Fanisile Nikua doesn't call it xenophobia. He's been unemployed for over 4 years, and he blames foreigners, like Musabayana, for the fact that so many South Africans are out of work.
I really don't like those guys. We suffer here just because of these guys. They're here. They take all our jobs. What are we going to do? They're here for jobs.
That kind of anti-immigrant sentiment is widespread in South Africa. Immigrant advocate Bram Honeycomb says it may have played a role in the South African government's threat to deport those who fail to meet tomorrow's deadline.
Maybe the need to deport Zimbabweans is motivated by political will and a need to appease the masses, which is really, really unfortunate.
No matter the motivation, Zimbabweans here now face a tough choice. Try to remain in South Africa, where they face ongoing hostility, or face deportation to Zimbabwe, where life would be even harder. For The World, I'm Anders Kelto in Cape Town, South Africa.